Hopefully on the other end of this telephone, as if by magic, we should have Tozin, who's going to do the movie review. I don't know where you are, Tozin. Where are you?
I am currently on Stag Lane, just outside Newport.
Is the traffic busy?
Oh, yeah, it was a combination of the traffic being busy and the combination of me being awake until about 4 o'clock this morning and having to go for like a 7 a.m. meeting. Because I was watching the new Star Wars movie.
Stop showing off.
yes. It was a midnight showing of Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Unfortunately, it does mean that you end up a little bit sleep deprived. But trust me, man, it's worth it. It is worth it.
It was a great film, was it?
It is a great film. So, I mean, the thing about... And sorry, carry on.
No, I was going to say, so tell us all about it then. Ruin it for me.
No, I actually have a policy that I am not going to A, overhype this film, or B, ruin it for anybody, because I would have hated it if anybody had ruined it for me. And I'm going to try and tell you about the film, because I think if you overhype it, people are going to go expecting the world, and then they're going to be disappointed when they don't get the world, which no film can give you, quite frankly.
Okay.
But the film, it reminds you about why you like Star Wars, or what it is you love about Star Wars. So I think if you know the prequels, so when George Lucas made episode 1, 2, and 3, people didn't quite like this. And I think some of the things were, for me, was the fact that they just made everything too shiny. It didn't seem like a real world anymore. It seemed a lot more about the plot than it did about the characters. And these are all the things that, right from the beginning of this film, you just feel, oh my God, they fixed it. Oh my God, they know what they have. So once the film kicks off and you have like that whole, and this is something I know every single Star Wars film starts like this, but you have the word Star Wars and the way they sort of like zoom in from like quite big and then they zoom off into the distance and then the music kicks off and you're just kind of like, okay, we're in for this. And there's a lot of nods and a lot of acknowledgement of the series so far, especially of the first three films that were made. That in a way, this film almost seems a little bit like it's almost like a remake of the first film, because there's some things that happen there, like, oh, I remember that. That there's some things that happen. But it's done really, really well, and they have like really good characters, and they do a very, very good job of melding the old with the new.
Okay. Yeah, loads of questions to ask you. I mean, who's actually the stars this time around?
This time around, you have the two new leads. There's a lady called... they're both English actors, actually. One of them's called Daisy Ridley, who before this film had been in an episode of Casualty and had done an episode of Mr. Selfridges, in which apparently all she had really done was buy a pair of gloves, and now she's like in the biggest film of the year. And the other one is John Boyega, who's a London lad. He's a London lad of Nigerian origin. I just have to put that in there. And he was in a film called Attack the Block, which is all about aliens like crash landing in London and attacking like a council estate in London. And they do very, very well. They do very well. It starts off, I think Daisy Ridley starts off a bit shaky, but then she sort of finds her feet and then it just becomes brilliant. And I think that there's, especially for people who sometimes complain about the Star Wars characters, or they say, oh, there's not enough strong female characters, or there's not enough black characters, or there's not enough characters of different ethnic origins. I think that they address that, not in a big, hey, look what we're doing way, but they do actually address that in this film, and it just feels like Star Wars. It really, really does feel like Star Wars. And for me, one of the coolest things was just the way they melded the old story with the new story, so it feels like a continuation, and it doesn't feel like some horrible aberration or anything like that. It actually makes, because when they first of all said that Disney had bought Lucasfilm, and they said that Disney were going to release a new Star Wars movie, I was kind of like, oh my God, just leave it alone, don't do it. But this actually makes me happy that the series is back, and it makes me look forward to what's going to happen next. And I just know they're going to be printing money for the next couple of decades.
So are they going to make another one then?
No, they're definitely going to make another one. The way this ends lets you know, oh my God, the way it ends, it makes you go, okay,
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it. But the way it ends, you know, it's a well-contained movie on its own right, and it stands alone fine. But it makes you, the way it ends, you're like, I want to see what's going to happen next.
Okay. Is there all the other gang are in it? All the Warwick Davis in it?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in it?
Warwick Davis. I don't think Warwick Davis, if he is, he's usually hidden because he played an Ewok, but he wasn't one of the main people. But the usual, for instance, Mark Hamill, so Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, C-3PO, R2-D2, they all show up.
Okay, that's good.
And for real Star Wars aficionados, even Admiral Akbar is in it. Many people will know who that is, but Admiral Akbar shows up.
Who's Admiral Akbar then?
I'll let you Google it.
Okay, I'll Google it in a minute. Are there any new stars in the making besides Daisy Watson as well?
Daisy Ridley and John Boyega, I think they do so well in this. They do so well, so I think they are going to come back for the next Star Wars movie. Well, the thing is that they're making a whole Star Wars universe, so the next Star Wars movie that will be released will not be a direct sequel to this. It will actually be a totally different story with different characters and all that. But the next one, so when for episode 8, Daisy Ridley and John Boyega are definitely going to be in there. And they have got a new droid. They've got a new droid called BB-8, who is the one you might have seen in the trailer. He looks like a football with a head.
Yeah, that's it.
He is amazing.
I want one of those.
Oh my God. You know, you can buy them. You can buy them in like the Apple store. I saw those in Southampton the other day. That you control with your phone, and it actually works. But he is so cool. You remember in the first film, the way R2-D2 just stole everybody's heart? BB-8 does that in this film. BB-8 is just so cool.
I want one for Christmas. Anybody listening? Hey, look, give it a mark out of 10. Out of 5. We got to go.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5, even though I think ignore the mark.
In a word, just one, was it the movie of the year?
Oh, good Lord, Inside Out.
Somebody else said that yesterday as well. Hey, look, Tozen, we've got to go, but thanks for being there. We'll see you in the new year. Have a great Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Tozen.
Thank you, Ed. Same to you.
Thanks, Tozen. Bye. We're off to the newsroom. Then we will be back. If you're going to see Star Wars tonight, enjoy. You've heard the lowdown. It's worth seeing. It's a 4 out of 5.